This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. At a year-end news conference at the White House today, President Bush had both praise and criticism for Congress for passing a budget to fund the war. But he also said the budget contains too much wasteful spending. The 48-minute session, unusual in that it was the president's second full news conference this month, covered a wide variety of topics, including the controversy over the destruction of videotapes showing CIA interrogations. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president said he was pleased that Congress got work done on a bill to continue funding the federal government at the last minute, and he credited his own repeated threats of a veto for getting a bill passed that does not include tax increases. But Mr. Bush was also looking ahead to what will be his final year in office.
Next year's an election year. But that does not relieve us of our responsibility to carry out the people's business.
But indications of just how much of a distraction next year's election will be were evident at this news conference. The president is adamant about not weighing in as Republicans battle Republicans and Democrats battle Democrats these days in Iowa and New Hampshire. But he did answer one question when asked what qualities he thinks it takes to occupy the Oval Office. He said people should look for candidates who stand on principle, not on the results of polls or focus groups. Then he was asked about some very strong recent criticism of his own policies that came from a Republican presidential candidate. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee described Bush administration foreign policy as having an arrogant bunker mentality. The president's response?
And so this is a subtle attempt to get me to start commenting about the primaries, and I'm not going to do so. I will wait, reserve judgment, be patient, and after the primaries are over, we'll help my party unify, because I believe we will keep the White House.
On the subject of the destruction of the CIA interrogation tapes, the president also issued a no comment, citing ongoing internal and congressional inquiries.
I know I'm going to be asked about this question a lot as time goes on. I'm just going to prepare you. Until these inquiries are complete, until the oversight's finished, then I will be rendering no opinion from the podium.
The president was also asked about Russian President Vladimir Putin, who seems poised to hang on to power by becoming Russia's prime minister after elections next year. This week, Putin was named Time magazine's Person of the Year.
I presume they put him on there because he was a consequential leader. And the fundamental question is, consequential to what end? You know, what will the country look like 10 years from now? My hope, of course, is that Russia is a country which understands there needs to be checks and balances.
Mr. Bush said he has a full agenda for the coming year. It'll begin right after the holidays with an 8-day trip to the Middle East. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.